This is a moment to reflect on devotion, as Elder Michael Cisla explains the simplicity of the gospel.
In a world that's increasingly secular, complex, and confusing, with different and often conflicting messages and demands, how can we avoid our eyes becoming blinded and our hearts becoming hardened and remain focused on the plain and precious things of the gospel of Jesus Christ? During a time of confusion, the Apostle Paul gave great advice to the saints of Corinth by reminding them to focus on the simplicity that is in Christ. The doctrine of Christ and the law of the gospel are so simple that even little children can understand them. We can access the redeeming power of Jesus Christ and receive all spiritual blessings our Heavenly Father has prepared for us by exercising faith in Jesus Christ, repenting, being baptized, being sanctified through the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. If this message is so simple, why does it often feel so challenging to live Christ's law and follow His example? It may be that we misinterpret simplicity as something that is easy to achieve without effort or diligence. Following Christ's law requires constant effort and continual change. We need to put off the natural man and become like a little child. This includes putting our trust in the Lord and letting the complexity go, just as little children do. Applying the doctrine of Christ in a simplified and focused way will help us to find joy in our daily lives, give guidance in our callings, answer some of life's most complex questions, and provide strength to face our greatest challenges. As we choose to follow His example and move forward with faith in Christ, embrace the power of His atonement, love fills our heart, hope and healing raise our spirits, and bitterness and sorrow are replaced by gratitude and the patience to wait for promised blessings. We sometimes underestimate the strength we receive from simple acts like prayer, fasting, scripture study, daily repentance, but when we recognize that we don't need to do some great thing and we center ourselves on applying pure and simple doctrine, we start to see how the gospel works wonderfully for us, even in the most challenging circumstances. We find strength and confidence before God, even when we experience heartache. It is in that simplicity that we will find peace, joy, and happiness.
That was an excerpt from Elder Michael Cisla's talk, Simplicity in Christ. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.